Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Greetings again from the lovely nation of Haiti. Boy, it's been a week. It has been quite a knockdown, drag-out week. I think since I did the show with Zeph when I was in the Dominican Republic, since coming back, Things were going pretty good right away, but then, I just had some attacks kind of got through, and you know, we're in a battle, we're in a spiritual war, and when you're in a war, you're gonna take some hits, and this is part and parcel of the walk in Christ, and if you have some things that come your way, you go through some challenges and some difficulties, praise God, because if you're walking with Him, those things do come. And when they come, suffering in Christ is, I mean, scriptures talk about it for sure, but suffering in Christ is for just a window of time, and it has eternal benefits once you come through it to the other side. The key, I think, is you don't want to be trying to get out of the situation. You need to just pray for the grace of God to get through it. There's such a difference between suffering in Christ and suffering for the world, because when people suffer for being part and parcel of the world and for following after their flesh and for selling out to the system, that suffering is ongoing. It doesn't stop, and it has absolutely no benefit whatsoever. So when people suffer for being part of the world and the world system, their life just sucks, and it sucks continuously, and it just goes on this downward spiral. But for us in Christ Jesus, when we go through something, it's for a window of time, and God is always on the other side and with us through it to take us through. And when we come out, you come out stronger, you come out more refined, you come out to the other side just in just a deeper measure of His power and presence, because you've gone through it His way. So there is something amazingly beautiful about learning to walk with Christ through those difficult times. And you know, it's something that you need to know, we need to know, we need to be aware that that's part of the journey, and to embrace it, you know, rather than trying to run from it. Because too many people just try to run away from whatever difficulties might come their way. But you know, in Christ, Jesus embraced the cross. He went to Jerusalem for it. you know, when Peter was going to be crucified himself, he went to it. He didn't run away from it. When, you know, Paul, knowing that he would be bound in Jerusalem, went to Jerusalem, he didn't run away from it. I mean, there's a shift in the spirit for the people of God when you walk with Him, even if you know that you are going to be going through something difficult, traumatic. You wouldn't trade it. You walk towards it. You embrace it. You know, I think that's been a transition that I've been going through, even is even knowing what I'm getting into as God kind of starts to reveal more and more. I mean, He doesn't give me all of it, but He gives me enough to know that, you know, I'll be going into some difficult things here and there. And even when He does that, you still embrace it. because you know that He's in it. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil, for thou art with me. So, okay, so when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because I'm walking with Him, He takes care of me. He takes care of you. So it's a place of trust. And it's a place of trust that knowing that, you know, when you're going through something difficult, that He's there with you. And He's there leading and guiding you through it. And He knows what He's doing with us. You have to know that He knows what He's doing with us. And trust. Learn that trust. Learn that absolute dependence on Him. God wants His people to come into that place of just absolute, complete, total dependence on Him in and through every situation, because you know that there's nowhere else for you to go. You've got no other safety net but Him. You're walking and you've got nowhere else. And when you know that and you trust it, He loves that, because it gives Him the chance to show Himself strong in your life, and to show Himself strong in to the lives of so many other people that would even be wondering, you know, what's going to happen now. Because God wants people to know that there's another way. And they know there's another way when they see your life in Him, and you're that living ambassador of that life and truth. So, yeah, it is a cool thing. So this was a rough week. It was a rough week. But, you know, thank you for those of you that have been praying, and for those of you that have been before God, even on my behalf. God just responds to the prayers of His people. And, it took a couple, I just got kind of injured a little bit in some of the work that we were doing too, but I'm on the mend, so I am recovering actually really, really quickly. So just had to take a few down days and get on the right course of action to be able to recover. So some of this work is it takes a little bit of a toll physically, but what a blessing to be able to do what I do, and just to see His hand in all of this. I think now something that's happening too is God's really starting to just the website Faith Mix, it's really been an interesting process of this whole thing coming together. You know, I thank God for the team, you know, that puts it together, that helps review stuff, that and for the work that, you know, because each of us, if we didn't have each other, there's no way, you know, this thing would go forward like it does. And God's just blessed this, and I'm grateful that, you know, it reaches so many of you out there, and you listen in, and thank you so much for your feedback, and for the way that that you keep, you let us know, you know, what can be improved, and how we can work on it a little bit. Because I know in the days ahead that there's going to be a lot of people checking in on here, and so, you know, we're really trying to get the backbone of it in a good way to be able to handle the volume, and also to and also just to make sure that the resources that are up there are what would be useful and helpful for people going forward. Because there's a lot of things that we put on there, and you got to kind of dig around in the site a little bit, but there's a lot of things that are on the site that are for people's benefit, strengthening. It's been several years of work that God's had us do on this thing. And I'm starting to feel, you know, that it's shaping up to be more of what it was meant to be. So Yeah, so, you know, if you got some people that need to hear the gospel, there's that link, and if you just click on the good news, just copy that URL that's at the top of the page and send it to somebody that's never heard the gospel. You know, that's just, it's easy as can be. You just copy the URL, email it to a friend, and tell them, hey, it's just, what do you think of this? I heard this the other day. And yeah, you know, there's a cool video in there too. But just, you know, share. Share this message. Share the gospel with people. Do it directly. It's a time for us to be getting the truth and the message out, because there's so many people that need it. There's so many people that need to know the hope that is there in Christ Jesus, that there is another way. And, you know, I know that you guys that check in here, you know that hope in Him. So it's important that you share it. It's important that you don't hide that light under a basket or whatever it is. You don't hide it. Make it a point to share and to witness God's truth as He would move you. And don't be shy about it. Don't be reserved about it, because He's given you the answer to all of life's problems, all of life's issues. So, you know, every one of them, every issue that would touch our heart, God's given us the answer in Christ Jesus. It was nice to be in the Dominican Republic. I tell you, there's some amazing friends that we have there. I say we because those of you that track with us and go with us, you're part of this. You're part of this ministry. You're part of this work. And you have amazing brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus in the Dominican Republic. There are 10-year-olds there that know how to pray. That know how to pray in the power of the Spirit of God. That when they pray, demons run. You have little brothers and little sisters in Christ Jesus that our God is nurturing and building up, even in that nation, that will in a few years be going forward from there to do amazing exploits for the kingdom of God in these days that we live in. I tell you what, for me, the chance to see the things that I see and to be a part of the work that God's doing like this, I'm humbled, I'm blown away, and I am so grateful to God to be able to walk like this. You know, this issue of trust is bedrock for the follower of Christ. It is something that He has to bring people to that place. He has to take you and I through that process of assuring that we know this, that He will take care and provide and miraculously lead His people in and through the days ahead. So, you know, I know that there's enough people that struggle with trying to trust God, because in some ways they've allowed the brainwashing to take place of the world system, or they've had crutches that they've leaned on for too long, and they've been healed by God and they still carry the crutch out of habit. You know, if God's healed you, just get rid of that stuff. Trust Him. You know, I know there's some of you that are listening that God has spoken things to your heart to do, and you're still waiting on it. You know, what are you waiting for? You know, I mean, seriously, what is it that you're waiting for? I mean, he's given you everything you need. Just act on it and watch. You know, there's a role that you have to play in the body of Christ. And boy, I tell you, with the body of Christ, it is so true. When one part of the body suffers, the whole thing suffers. I've seen that, in my own life. Personally, this last week, absolutely. When one part of the body is hurting, the whole thing hurts. And the same with the body of Christ. When there is one part in the body that is not firing on all cylinders, every part of the body is affected. And, you know, I tell you, we need each other in the body of Christ. We need the true church to rise up in these days. Not the satanic sellout conformity thing that's out there, but those that are followers of Christ, that know Him, that know His voice. You have to rise up. You have to listen to the messages that are coming from the head, which is Christ, and you have to follow Him, because we need you. We need you in this fight. We need you in the battle at hand. There is the harvest truly is plentiful, and the laborers are few. And you, there's so much that God has for His people that would walk with Him. You know, the abundant life that Jesus promises. He said in John 10, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The abundant life that He promises comes from following Him. The abundant life that He promises comes from walking that track that He has for you. And fear will keep you from the abundant life. Fear will keep you from the abundant life that God intended for you. If you're fearful, you will remain outside of what He planned for you. If you're afraid of what you might lose or what you think might happen, or I mean, you can come up with so many different things to be afraid of if you just let your mind run. If you're afraid and you let that spirit of fear drive and motivate you, you will be paralyzed. Guaranteed, if fear governs your life, you will live a substandard life. If fear governs you, you will live well below what God intended for you. Scriptures tell us that perfect love drives out all fear. So when you're immersed in the love of God, when you are immersed in the Spirit, and He rules and reigns in your life, whatever it is that you were afraid of, it goes. And when it goes, what remains is His love. He replaces the fear that's in you with His love. It's one of the things you make an exchange for. It's a beautiful thing. You know, everything that we exchange and we let go of, God replaces with the element of Him. And for every place that there was a weakness, He puts in His strength. I tell you, to see and to know and to experience what it is that He offers His people, there's nothing better out there. So, you know, I think one thing is that you have to address your fears head on. You have to face them, and you have to be honest about them too. You know, it doesn't do you any favors to lie to yourself, to try to lie to God, to try to put up a front, because God cuts straight to the heart. He sees exactly who you are, knows what motivates you, knows what you're fearful of. And you know what? The devil keeps a pretty good file on you too. And he's working on those things as well, to see where he can keep you and bind you and keep you paralyzed from what it is that God intended for you. And, you know, if you got to let those things come to the surface, if you got to sit down and just write them out and say, okay, what is it that I'm afraid of? Write them out. And say, all right, what is it that God has... Okay, so God has showed you something to do. God has showed you something that He has for you. And you are afraid. Well, sit down and write out what is it that you're afraid of that would happen in you following what it is that God has for you to do. Just put it all down. That you will run out of cash, that you will get hurt, that you will die in the process, or whatever. I don't, just put it all down. And once you do, put that list before God and say, Lord, be honest. Lord, this is what you're afraid of. This is what I'm afraid of. This is what I struggle with. This is what I am wrestling with in my being of following you. But I put it before you, God. I want to come clean before you. I want to be honest and real before you, because in the end, Lord, I want to follow this path that you have for me. I know that you came that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. So I want that abundant life, and this is a roadblock to it, and I know it. So Lord, here, these are what it is that I'm concerned about. This is the fears that I don't want to hold me. So help me, Lord God. You know, sometimes there are things that, you know, are healthy reservations. There are things that God doesn't intend for you to have discernment over. I want you to also keep that in mind, because, you know, that it's not, you don't check your brains at the door, but don't allow the soul and the soulish thinking to be the stronger voice in you. We default to the voice of the Spirit of God living in us. And that is a challenge, because the soul is that voice that would seek to drown out the voice of the Spirit. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. That way that it seems right to, that is to the soul. There's a way that seems right to the soul in a man or a woman. That soulish thinking, that mindful thinking. But the end thereof is the ways of death. But the life flows from the Spirit. The plans and life and direction and peace and solutions flow from the Spirit of God. And that's why for us, we learn the discipline of yielding to the Spirit of God and distinguishing between those two. Now, there's been a lot of people that have had soulish prophecies, that have had soulish thinking in how they move forward in life, that they've made decisions based on what it is that they believe that their soul was telling them, not the Spirit of God. And that has paralyzed them. If you can learn the discernment, this is something too, that this is a discipline, this is part of the walk in Christ, is being able to separate between those. Because, see, the thing is your soul will be there with you throughout your life. It's not a spirit that you can cast out. It's something to be, just like you have to discipline your flesh and bring it under submission, likewise, you have to also let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Well, what is the mind of Christ? Well, it's one that flows from the Spirit and not one that is given over to the soulful, soulish thinking of man. That soul thinking of man, a classic example was Peter with Jesus. When Jesus asked Peter, who do people say that I am? And then he said, who do you say that I am? And he said, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That flowed from the Spirit of God. That was life. And when Peter made that confession, Jesus said, look, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who art in heaven. And so that flowed from the Spirit. And it was like, yeah, you got it, Peter. And right then, shortly after, the same Peter when Jesus was talking about going to Jerusalem and the crucifixion and all of that, Peter said, Lord, you know, don't, you know, say this will never be and all this kind of stuff. Peter switched right back into the soul. And he was letting his soul do the thinking. And Jesus said, get thou behind me, Satan. Thou hast in mind the things of, not the things of God, but the things of man. The things of the soul. So, it's that challenge is there. And it's one that, you know, I think see, something that happens is you can have an amazing experience with something that flows from the Spirit of God and not realize that the soul is just waiting for this opportunity to piggyback on that same thing. And one is a path of life and the other is a path of paralysis and not from Him. So, you know, so just because Peter said one smart thing doesn't mean the next thing coming out of his mouth is going to be smart too, unless you flow with the Spirit of God. See, this is where God is seeking to bring His people. He wants to bring His people into a place where they learn to flow continuously with Him, where the gifts of the Spirit flow continuously, where the thought and the mind of Christ flows continuously, because people have, one, given themselves over as their bodies are the temples of the living God. So you've got that whole Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 going right there. So their bodies are vessels given over to Him. And then they've also learned to put the soul in the right spot so that it's under the subjection of the voice and the mind of the Spirit of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And that is what flows through them continuously. Because see, when you flow in the Spirit, what happens is see, the Spirit knows all of what's going on around you at all times. The Spirit is appropriate. The Spirit cuts to the heart. The Spirit, you know the difference between when you've heard somebody speaking in connection with the Spirit of God and somebody trying to give you a talk from their soul. Take the average sellout church in the world. I use the word church just by common usage of the association and not to be confused with the true church of the living God, but organizations, religious establishments that are run on the soul. They have a whole set of thinking. I'm putting together sermons and, you know, structures and all those kind of stuff that comes together. But, you know, you've heard it when people may put together the best sounding speech in the world, but there's no Spirit in it. There's no Spirit of God behind it. It's empty. It's dead. Whereas when the Spirit of God is in something and it flows, it touches the heart. It cuts, it reveals. If there's something demonic in the other places, it stirs it up. They can't stand it because they know that there's light and life and truth and God is in it. So to flow in the Spirit is priority for God's people, and God is working with His people that will follow Him to learn to flow with Him. It's something that each and every one of us, we should be on that path. We should be doing that. We should be moving towards that. You should not be hesitant for that. Realize that by and large the people around you do not flow in the Spirit of God, that to try to explain the way that God is working with you and through you is not your responsibility. You don't have to explain that to people that don't have a heart for it. You don't have to explain how God is working with and through you. Just live the life God has called you to, and as you live the life He's called you to, wisdom is proved right by her children. So when Jesus was put, you know, the question was put to Jesus, or actually when Jesus was just even talking about it, he said, look, he said, John came neither eating nor drinking, and you said that he's got a demon. Son of Man came eating and drinking. You said, here's a wine bibber and a friend of all the worst kind of people. And he said, but, he said, wisdom is proved right by her children. So what happens is God takes John, sends him one way, and the world rejects him. God sends Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm still in Haiti, still close to the helicopters. Okay, God sends Jesus, and he's rejected, and he comes the opposite way. But they both come in connection with the Spirit of God. They both come as led by him, and people reject the Spirit and the light that is in them. So, and, you know, they find fault with something external because they know that the light and the life in them is true, and they can't fault that without disclosing who they are and without showing and revealing who they are, which is children of the devil, sons of darkness, given over to destruction and death of all humanity. You know, there's a lot of them running around. They are rejected. They are those that God, in the end, will just throw away for all eternity. But in this stage right now, they are serving a purpose. They're serving a purpose in God's bigger plan. And so, you know, we have our work that we do in this as well. And ours is to be messengers of the kingdom of God, ambassadors of the kingdom of God, agents of light and truth, and to do his work. And you've been called into this, and you need to take up your cross and follow him. That means letting go of your expectations for what you thought life would be, and receiving from him his plan for you. It will take you to the end of yourself. It will take you to the end of your of everything that you thought and hoped for. But what you receive from him, oh gosh, it surpasses anything you could have ever planned or thought for yourself. So God is so good to his people. And I just pray that God blesses you and keeps you. And I'll check back in with all of you again in the near future. The site we are working on making a few more additions, a few more changes. Hopefully we're looking at some possibilities for even like a mobile cell phone type view, where you'll be able to stream, like if you have a cell and you get a wireless connection, or you have a good phone connection, that you can just pull it up and in a mobile view and be able to just stream stuff from the homepage directly to. So if you're out and about and you want to check in, we'll try to be putting that together soon. So that's beyond my capabilities, but I thank you to the people that are on this within the team that know how to do this, and especially thank you, Daniel, and you the man. Let's see, what else is it? So also to you know, I think this year there's a lot coming up, and you know, God's been speaking so many different things, and so I encourage you to keep us in prayer. Also, you know, something too is, you know, I think we're going to try to see some ways that people can get more involved. But one thing is, if you do check in, you should be praying for us. You should be at least be doing that, because you know, we give and we put out and we put out what God gives for us, but on the side of each person, part of your growth in Christ is to begin to, when you're able, to give back into the body. It's only a baby that lives completely dependent. A baby is absolutely dependent on parents to be able to help it, to take care of everything for it. But as soon as a baby continues to grow up and gets stronger, becomes a child, becomes an adolescent, becomes an adult, as that child grows, that child is able to, even within a house, you know, to be able to start chipping in, to be able to start doing some dishes, to be able to start taking out the trash, to be able to start making contribution to whatever's going on in the house. And likewise, in the body of Christ, there's way too many fat babies just sitting around, sucking on sermons, and not... That is the extent of their existence. And God expects you to grow up into the knowledge of Him and to grow up in practical ways to get involved with what He's doing in the earth. Because part of our role is to help edify the body of Christ, but for a purpose, which is that you grow up into the knowledge of Him. And no longer like a child tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but that you would stand strong, and as you stand strong, to be able to then contribute back into God's work wherever it is. You should be doing that in a lot of different ways. You should be praying. You should be giving. You should be making yourself available for what it is that God is doing. You don't have to necessarily do it here, but you have to do it somewhere. And you have to do it wherever it is that God is leading you. So, get involved with what it is that God's doing. And, but also know the difference between what is Him and what is not. Because don't get involved in the things that He's not about because it's got a little bit of flash or it's packaged well. Allow God to reveal and show you what is Him and what is not, and support that which is Him and be a part of that which is Him, because God is calling you into the work at hand, because there's a lot that needs to be done. So anyways, just a little encouragement along those lines. But I know that I've just come across, even in recent days, some incredible ministries that are even just starting out. And, I do what I can to encourage them and to help them as well. But, there's so much that we get a chance and an opportunity to do and to be a part of. So, get involved with what God is doing. Hey, drop us an email if you get the chance. Faithmix@gmail.com is the place you can reach us, or you can fill out that handy dandy form in the contact spot and just send that across to us as well. And we will do what we can to get back to you in the near future. So hey, God bless you. Praying for you, praying that God would just continue to strengthen you in your walk and your relationship with Him. God bless you, and we completely, totally love you in Christ Jesus, and we pray that God be with you. All right. We'll talk to you sometime soon. God bless. Bye.